The greatest threat to the United States today, the greatest threat to our liberty, the greatest threat to the Constitution of the United States, the greatest threat to our way of life, the greatest threat to the country that was put together by the Founding Fathers is everything we believe in.
At this time, I'd ask you the same question. Who'd you vote for in the fall?
Barack Obama.
I'm sorry about your choices, but I made mine for the sake of freedom and understanding that my grandchildren, my nephews, and my nieces shall live in a free republic, not a democracy. Democracy is the last stage before a tyrannical government, my friend.
So you're upset that you lost. Is that what it's about?
Never upset about freedom is never set about loss. Freedom is about being free.
What's your name?
Good to see you, Joe Amsterdam. I'm the president of the Young Republicans. How are you?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So the Young Republicans have arrived.
We're here.
Hello, my name is Linda Stump, and I am from Munson Township, and I'm a retired nurse, and I'm actually pretty bright, but all these things that everybody's saying, is my head is starting to spin. What I want to know is, where is the passion? This is going to change our nation, and everybody is trying so hard to be civilized, and they don't want me to talk out of turn. Where is the passion? If we don't become passionate, I don't see how we're going to stop it. It's going to change our whole country.
Reverend Perkle, are the pictures we are about to see true facts, or are they figments of your imagination?
I can document every statement that I make in this film, and all of the dramatized reenactments are taken from actual events that have happened in Russia, Korea, China and Cuba, where the communists have already taken over. What do you think of the future of America? Are we going to experience years of prosperity? Or will we be trampled down under the feet of our enemies, like the horses in the book of Revelation trample down God's enemies? The things that are happening in America today are like a Sunday school picnic compared to that which will take place within the next 24 months unless revival breaks out in our country. Tens of millions of Americans will be shot down like flies in our towns. Many of you listening to me today are going to see hundreds of dead bodies on the streets of your hometown. We are engaged in a tremendously important race against some of the most powerful forces. Whoever wins this race will have dominion over our children, our homes, and our churches. Are you tired of running against the powerful evil forces and about ready to give up? If so, then what will you do when communism enters the race? It too has great plans for your children, your home, and your church. In the days of Jeremiah, over 2,500 years ago, God's chosen people of Israel were going down the road of life as if everything were all right, although God's prophets repeatedly warned them to resist the evils of their day. They paid no attention to them until suddenly disaster came. They were invaded by Babylonian soldiers who beat them and enslaved them and left their homes in ruins. Their temple was destroyed. Hundreds of thousands were killed, and the rest were carried as slaves to far-off Babylon. In like manner, many people in America today are walking down the journeys of this life, unmindful of the present turbulence or the dangers that lie ahead of them. It seems as if they will not be alerted until communism marches up behind them and runs them down. When communism comes, these people will make a run for their lives and attempt to escape. They'll put up a good fight, but it'll be too late. They'll not be able to defend themselves from these terrible, ruthless killers.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Fence me in, just turn me loose.
Barack Obama, at a very young age, from like age 1 to 6, was with Islamic.
Is he a terrorist?
You want a soundbite?
I just want to know if you think he's a terrorist. Do you think he's a terrorist?
I think he's a one-man terrorist cell.
You think he's a terrorist?
I think he could be.
You think he could be? Why?
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please.
They'll be under constant pressure to yield to their atheistic demands. If they refuse to yield, they too must be liquidated.
As this is their intention from the start, Sean. This is cradle to grave government takeover, and that's just the beginning of this horror picture show. I think people have no idea what's coming down the pipe.
What does that mean?
This is the crown jewel of socialism, and we only have next week to stop it.
Do these things seem far-fetched to you? If you lived in Russia or China or Cuba, they would not seem so. The citizens of these countries for many years have felt the iron heel of communism upon their daily lives. And unless we have some rapid changes in our country, our easygoing life will soon be over. You will be at work by 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work until 8 o'clock at night. You'll be forced to work under armed guards continually. You'll work 7 days a week, 363 days out of the year. You'll only have 2 days a year off. Those 2 days will be used to praise the communist takeover. Time will weigh heavy upon you. Even heavier on your heart will be the memory of seeing children lying dead in the streets. Who are these children? They are Christian boys and girls who refuse to give up their faith in Christ. Had they yielded to the demands to become atheistic communists, they could have lived. Yet because they chose to remain steadfast to Jesus Christ, they had to be annihilated to keep them from contaminating the minds of other boys and girls.
Thank you for covering it, because the rest of the media doesn't want to talk about it. It's a national security issue. That's the bottom line on all of this. It really bothers me, because here we are with a porous border, not really paying attention to who's coming over, what's happening with Iran and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. We know that there are people going to Venezuela learning Spanish and then coming up through Mexico with fake documents trying to cross the border. If they're stopped, they say, well, I'm Mexican, you know, or Spanish. The point is, a border agent who really knows the difference in their language can tell that they aren't Mexican. And so it's very difficult if the agents aren't really trained in linguistics to know that, and they get across.
I think government should stay away from anything have to do with healthcare. We don't believe in socialized medicine. But I myself, a veteran that realized American dream because my hard work and 3 jobs, I like to take care of my own doctor and get the best doctor money can buy to take care of my wounds. It's called capitalism, sir. Socialized medicine does not work. I am originally from Nicaragua. I run away from communism. I realized that communism does not work. Socialism does not work. And the debt of America will be socialized medicine. That is so clear, because I came to this country looking for freedom, for the freedom to choose my own doctor, not for the government to tell me when to live and when to die. I live for America, I work for America, and I love this country, and I can't stand socialism, I can't stand communism. The only good communist is a dead communist. You want to say anything more? Thank you, sir. The only good communist is a dead communist! Yeah! The only good communist is a dead communist! You got it? Go sell that to your communist friend.
So I take it you do want to close the VA then?
Sir, if a veteran cannot work, if a veteran is unable to function because of the inability of a war wound, let's go to Charity Hospital. We welcome them in New Orleans. We have Charity Hospital for those that can't work. But I myself, a veteran, a United States Marine Corps veteran that fought for this country, believe in freedom, freedom, and death to the damn commies. Got it? I say death to the commies. You get it? Death to the commies. Are you a commie? Are you a commie? Then stay alive, else you'll be dead. Now get out of here. Get out of here, damn commie! Get out of here before I drop you off with this flag and throw you to the river!
What's wrong?
It's a damn communist! It's a damn communist!
He wants to close the VA!
Not never. I'm a veteran. United States Marine Corps.
Ooh-ah. You want to see
United States Marine Corps. Ooh-ah. I fought for this country, you son of a bitch. What did you do? What did you do? You parasite socialist. That's what you are, a parasite socialist. A lousy cockroach. A communist cockroach.
Tell them how you really feel.
Well, I don't know about that guy, but my name is Scooter, and this is a special communist parasite socialist cockroach innerside radio expose.
I left for America, I worked for America, and I love this country, and I can't stand socialism, I can't stand communism. The only good communist is a dead communist. The only good communist is a dead communist. Yeah! The only good communist is a dead communist!
Perhaps you're saying, I would not permit this kind of thing to happen. How could you stop it from happening? If you try to interfere, they'll shoot you down like clay pigeons.
Beating to parents, proud, murderers, rapists, traitors, and many other such things. Yet the Bible also says that something else is to occur in the last days. The fifth chapter of James tells us that God's going to send revival before Jesus comes back again. Thank God, this thought thrills my very soul. Although God has promised to send the latter rains in the latter days, he has not promised to send it to America. This is the thing that concerns me. I'd like to see our country in on the latter rains. But unless you and I do what God wants us to do, he'll go to some other country. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. Do you realize what effect television has on a parent trying to read the Bible? He has a choice to make, either the Bible or the TV program. He soon closes the Bible to watch the program. Is this happening in your house? Today we have the drive-in theater. Have you considered what goes on down there? It's nothing more than a spawning house for sex. What's shown on the screen is nothing but raw sex. There's no supervision. Another question. I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. You say, preacher, times have changed. I don't see anything wrong with dancing today. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been. You say, what's wrong with it? It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car or a motel somewhere.
Well, he once was a young radical communist and atheist, and he became a Christian. He's now head of a Christian college in the heart of Manhattan, in fact, at the Empire State Building. Please welcome the president of King's College.
Ladies and gentlemen, drug addiction is no offense of our children's imagination.
It is so absolutely unnecessary, especially at this time of turmoil within our country.
It's the creation of those people bound and determined to take over our country.
The turmoil, when you consider the state of the economy and so many other challenges that we're facing.
They're doing a pretty good job of it already.
It's just so unnecessary.
And they're running just as hard to break up our home.
This is the crown jewel of socialism.
No, the Tea Party movement is a beautiful movement full of diverse people, diverse backgrounds.
There are preachers today who will marry anyone. Too many of us today don't have time to. They'll marry them anyway.
And we only have next week to stop it.
We are busy all Sunday long joyriding. We have time to spend hours laughing and talking with our friends. But we can't give God even 1 hour of our time, either in the morning or in the evening.
And many men will say, we don't stand for it. It is unacceptable. So to be called a racist, those over there on the left who are opposing that whole message of Tea Party is like a.
this gun to you, son of a bitch! What did you do? What did you do? Parasite socialist! That was not a parasite socialist! A lousy cutthroat! A communist cutthroat!
About your sign?
Yes, sir. This is a question to the fellow Americans. Are we fed up enough? Do you want to see the beginning of the next revolution? That's up to you.
But that says revelation.
Revelation? Well, you know what? So what? It's revolution.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I misspelled it.
So
I
was it's a typo. Tonight. Why are you here?
No. What do you think I'm here for? Are you FBI or CIA?
No.
Why are you here?
No. I saw stuff on the internet.
Okay.
I'm just a blogger.
A blogger?
Yes.
Well, I think we need to encourage Congress, the President, and half the Supreme Court justices to quit voluntarily and send firemen up there to do the job.
Who'd you vote for in the fall?
Oh, I voted for, just to make a difference who I voted for. I'm seeing this country start in 1965 when Johnson started age-dependent children and destroying the family. When Jimmy Carter signed that bill saying give people that are not working a home, right? And Bill Clinton pushing all that money down on all those loans and the banks had to take care of. That's why we're here today. People that don't have enough money to buy a home shouldn't get one free.
Well, they didn't.
Well, they did. They no money down. Congress forced that. So don't, you know, you're putting words in somebody's mouth today.
I'm just asking you because you cited a lot of examples where African Americans benefited from public policy.
Well,
but
yeah.
No examples other than that.
Well, there's a lot of examples. What I'm talking about, how long do we have to pay for slavery? How long do we have to keep bailing them up before they find a job and take care of their family? All right, when's the point going to end?
So you don't like the fact that a black man is in the White House?
Has nothing to do with a black man. I'm talking about the people on welfare trying to suck out the economy of this country, get a free house, a free car, free gasoline. They want it all because they think they deserve it. Well, in this country, you got to get a job. So don't, you know, and work.
Did you get a tax cut this year from Barack Obama?
I don't pay taxes.
You don't pay taxes?
I'm disabled from a truck accident and veterans benefits. So I don't care.
Not even your money you're complaining about.
It's my grandkids' money, the money he's spending. Don't be an idiot.
All right.
Well, who's going to pay that money back, buddy?
Thanks.
No, you answer that question. You come over and ask me some questions. Who's going to pay that money back that Obama spent it?
Well,
no, you answer it.
I will.
Yeah, who you? Yeah.
Don't let him get to you.
I'm not mad yet.
I'm just asking you questions.
No, I'm asking you a question.
Well, what question did you want to ask?
I want to know who's going to pay for all this money that Obama's spending.
Well, the taxpayers, of course.
Yeah, my taxpayers. And my children and my grandchildren are part of the taxpayers.
And you're not paying taxes, though, right?
Well, it doesn't make a difference. I'm looking out for my grandson. You got any kids?
Not yet.
Well, I could understand why that you would ask a foolish question like that.
When will they be sorry? It will be when communism takes over America. But you say, preacher, that could never happen. It not only can happen, but it will happen with jet age speed. Are you aware that less than 60 years ago, there was not one communist in the world, whereas today, communism controls 1 billion, 100 million people. That's half the population of the world. Furthermore, they have advanced in their methods of conquering a country. Whereas it took them 1 week to take over China with 600 million people, their plans call for taking over America within 15 minutes after 0 hour. Our only hope is God. And unless we come back to God, and that immediately, one morning you'll hear this on your radio or TV set.
We interrupt this program to bring you news bulletins from Washington, D.C. All of the wires have sent us the account. The President of the United States has been killed in the White House, along with the Secretary of State and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Other bulletins coming from around the country say that the governors of several states have been killed. The governor of California, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and of New York. There are other bulletins that tell us that people are being herded in the streets of the large cities and machine gunned down like cattle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the communist takeover of the United States. This is the end of democracy as you and I know it.
And it will be the end of your freedom. For the rest of your days, all of your activities will be controlled by submachine guns in the hands of men who've been taught to hate Christians. Unless you obey their every command, they'll do more than guard you. They'll kill you.
Jesus left Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Jesus left Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Hey, hey. Working from one end to the other, in between. Took a drive through Mississippi. Muddy water turned to wine. Took a drive through Mississippi.
How are we killing babies with your tax money?
Well, our president-elect has decided to spend my hard-earned tax money to abort babies all across the world.
Really?
Yeah, it's not such a good thing.
Where's the evidence for that?
His words. Look at his voting record. He just passed a bill.
Which bill?
I don't know what the name of it was. It was in the stimulus package, something he snuck in with the other things.
To kill babies?
Overseas, too.
Well, so, consider abortion killing babies, yes.
So Barack Obama is killing live babies.
Yes.
Thanks.
He is the call.
We don't want no stinking socialism. What does that mean?
It's just like kind of taking away our freedoms and more government than we really need.
Which freedoms?
Our freedom of speech, I think.
Freedom of speech? All right. How is that happening?
I don't know.
Do you see this on the regular TV channel?
No. They're all biased.
So, freedom of speech, what other freedoms?
In fact, it's their policy to kill people frequently to keep the population terrorized. Do you want to see your loved ones, neighbors, and friends killed one by one, not knowing who will get it next, or when it will be you?
Yeah, this is some typical divisive politics that is so absolutely unnecessary.
Jesus was also about redistributing wealth.
He sure was. He was absolutely.
So Jesus would be a modern-day socialist.
I feel a need to speak. So today's topic is Jesus Christ was not a socialist.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Jesus, because Jesus is the only answer in this world today. The world doesn't have any answer but him. He didn't get involved in politics, so he couldn't possibly have been a socialist.
And he didn't get involved in politics? You're having a laugh, Christine. I've always thought your brand of Christianity was particularly strange. But to say that Jesus didn't get involved in politics is simply absurd.
Good is stronger than evil. And why, on Christmas Eve, do you have to be...
How do you define politics, Christine? I'm really puzzled.
Jesus never, ever, ever got involved in politics.
But it was against war. Is that not politics?
War, Jesus was against war, against violence.
And is that not politics?
No, it's not.
It's not politics to be against war and violence.
Thou shalt not kill is one of the Ten
Commandments. Is that not politics to be against war and violence?
Thou shalt not kill is one of the Ten Commandments.
Christine, my question to you is a really simple one. Is opposition to war and violence politics or not?
No, it's to do with God. God. It's not politicians who made those laws.
How did you manage to end up supporting wars then?
What wars did I support?
You've been on here in the past, talking, when I've been talking about Iraq and Afghanistan and the rest, and complained about it. Were you an opponent of
Jesus
the war in Iraq?
Jesus left Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Jesus left Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Hey, hey. Working from one end to the other, and all points in between.
We opened with xenophobic nobody, Tom Tancredo. Miscellaneous Real Americans and Teabaggering Slobs, YouTubed by Blogger Interrupted and the Fixed News Channels. Excerpts from cinematic masterpiece, If Footmen Tire You, directed by Alan Orman, starring Reverend Estes W. Perkle, released in 1971. Don't Fence Me In was Roy Rogers, who also had a trig, like the Snowbelly Grifter, Sarah Palin, who preceded Michelle Bachman, and Sue Myrick, who warned us about Venezuelans learning Spanish in Mexico and sneaking across the border. Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band did World War III, and Fish did Jesus Went to Chicago by ZZ Top. Also, George Galloway. This has been the Inner Side Radio Program's salute to communist, parasite, socialist cockroaches. See y'all next week.